Will you notice as we get into this chapter, we have here, as Godet has labeled these first few verses, victory of the Holy Spirit over sin and death. And I'm reading now the text. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, does not really belong to this verse. Apparently, some scribe added this, and he picked it up from verse 4, for that's where it belongs, and does not belong here. Let me give you my translation now of this verse. Therefore now, not one condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Not one condemnation. Now we have here the very inspired statement that in spite of the failure that Paul experienced in chapter 7, he didn't lose his salvation. There's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. He just wasn't enjoying the Christian life. It was a failure. He was a failure. That was the problem, and he was a wretched man, and God wanted joy in his life. Now, how is he to have this? Well, we find verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. This is another very important statement, and we find here this little word for, F-O-R. It occurs 17 times in this chapter. It's the cement that holds this chapter together. And it is a word that requires real mental effort. We need to follow the logic of the Apostle Paul, as we said before. It was one of the great expositors of Romans who made this statement that if you do not find Paul logical, well, you're not reading him aright. After all, he makes it clear. And the law here of the Spirit means not only a principle of law, but also the authority which is exercised by the Spirit. The Spirit of life means the Holy Spirit brings life because He essentially is life. He is the Spirit of life. And it's Christ Jesus means that the Holy Spirit is in complete union with Christ Jesus because the believer shares the life of Christ. He liberates the believer. Now the law of sin and death, that's the authority that sin had over our old nature, ending in complete severance of fellowship with God. Now that new nature could not break the shackles at all. Only the coming of a higher authority and power could accomplish this, namely the Holy Spirit, and operating upon the new nature, which is vitally now joined to the life of Christ, the man in the seventh chapter, who was joined to the body of the dead, is now joined to the living Christ also.